Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkot Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Aleph from a Beis, 9 lines from the bottom, by the two dots Zeha Klal. So the Mishnah mentioned a rule, a halacha, that in order for something to be kosher for schach, it has to fulfill two conditions. It has to be, number one, it's something which is not mekabel tumah, and two, it has to be something which grows from the ground. If it doesn't fulfill either one of those two conditions, so then the schach is pasul. So says the Gemara now, minani mili, what's the makar for this rule? How do we know that's the criteria for something to be kosher for schach? So Amrei Shlakish Amar Kra, the pasuk says the eid yalam in aretz. It says that a cloud will come up from the ground. So ma eid davar she'ino mekabel tumah v'gidulay min aretz. So what we find that the cloud is something which is not mekabel tumah. Pashut, it's not a kli, it's not a fruit, it's not anything. It's not mekabel tumah, and it's gidulay min aretz, like the pasuk says ve'eid yalam min aretz. The clouds come from the aretz. So av sukkah, so to schach, which is something which is there to remember the anani akavo that we lived in the midbar. So Avsuka davar she'ing mekabel tumah v'gidulay min haaretz. We learn out from the schach, from the clouds, what the material of the schach is. It has to be something which is not mekabel tumah and it grows from the ground. I refract the Gemara, hanich l'man da'amr anani akavod hayu. That's all understandable if you say that the reason why we have sukkah, the yontif of sukkah, and we live in the sukkah is to remember the anani akavod. But according to the man Amar who says that no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us actual huts, and the sukkah is to remember the sukkah that Hashem gave us in the midbar. So ma'ik lamemar, what are you going to say? Why would it can't be that the makar is going to be from clouds? Clouds have no sheiches to sukkahs. And so where do we find this machlekes? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. And that which the pasuk says, "Ki besukah is a shafkes b'nei Yisrael." So the Gemara said. So we learned, "Anani kavod hayudivri Rabbi Eliezer." Rabbi Eliezer says that even though the pasuk says sukkahs, it's really referring to the fact that Hashem protected us with the anani akavod. And Rabbi Kiva Aimer, sukkahs mamish asulahem. The Noah Kadosh Baruch Hu literally gave us huts. He gave us sukkahs. So hanichal Rabbi Eliezer. It makes sense that we would learn out from clouds if you go like Rabbi Eliezer that the sukkah is to remember the anani akavod. El Rabbi Akiva ma'ikla meimar. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that it's to remember the huts, so then the makar can't be from clouds, as no shaykhas to sukkahs. Just as the Gemara, ki asr of dimi amr av yechlan amr kra, he said, based on the pasuk, that chag hasukkahs tasa lecha. It says chag hasukkahs. So makish sukkah lechagiga. Chag is like meloshen chagiga, the carbon chagiga. We have a hekesh between sukkah, which is schach, Hashem is schach kariya sukkah. So we have a hekesh between schach and a carbon chagiga. Ma chagiga davar she'ino mekabel tumah v'gidulay min haaretz. Just like the carbon chagiga, it's an animal. So it's an animal, something which is not mekabel tumah. An animal, while it's alive, is not mekabel tumah. And it's something which grows from the ground, meaning because it eats vegetation which grows from the ground. Av sukkah davar she'ino mekabel tumah v'gidulay min haaretz. So too a sukkah has to be made, the schach has to be made from something which is not mekabel tumah and it grows from the ground. Well, frak the Gemara, that can't be the makar either, because if that's the makar, we learn it now from carbon chagiga. So imach chagiga bali chayim, afsukanami bali chayim. So then, just like a carbon chagiga comes from an animal, so schach should have to be dafka. You should have to use an animal. Rather, says the Gemara, kiyasa Ravin, am Rabbi Yechanan. When Ravin came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Amar Akra, the pasuk says, ba'aspucha migarncha mikvecha. Rabbi Yechanan darshened that the pasuk is saying that when you make schach, you should use the pseilas garin viyakev, the garbage from the tfuah and from the wine vat, which means it's things that grow from the ground. It comes from the wine, it comes from the grapes, and it comes from the chitim, it comes from the wheat. However, it's the pseilas, so it's not in mekabel tumah. So it's the grows from the ground, and it's not mekabel tumah. That's the makar for this rule. Well, frak the Gemara, who says the pasuk's talking about the pseilas? Maybe it's talking about the wheat itself and the grapes themselves, which are mekabel tumah. It doesn't say grapes, it says the wine vat, so it's referring to wine. Now, it can't be referring to wine mamish, because v'efshalasakich, but you can't use wine for schach. It just practically wouldn't work. If you pour wine on top of your sukkah, it will just fall right through. You can't. It's not possible to use it as schach. So, Elamai, the pasuk means to be describing the pseilas garin v'yakev. Well, says the Gemara, who says? Mask for Rabbi Yirmiyah, ve'ema yayin karish, haba misnir shu daimeli guled vela. Maybe it's referring to wine mamish, and it's referring to congealed wine, which you could get congealed wine from certain places that are like fig cakes, that are very thick, and you would technically be able to use that as chach. So maybe that's what the pasuk's referring to. Rem zera, hamilsa, haba biyodan, vasa Rabbi Yirmiyah, v'shadi ben arga. That we had it in our hand, Rabbi Yirmiyah came and he ruined it, he like threw an axe through it, meaning he destroyed it. We had such a good makar, and now it seems like we don't. However, Rav Ashi Amar, then no, we still do have a good makar, because the pasuk's not describing the tefuah and the wine. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "Mi garncha v'loy geren atzmai, mi yikvecha v'loy yekev atzmai." The mem before tells us that we're not talking about the geren itself, the yekev itself. We're talking about things which come from it, the psailas from the geren and the yekev. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to darshan. Rav Chista Amar, different makar. How do we know that tzchach has to be something which is gidulei min haaretz, it grows from the ground? It's not makabel tomo, it's a different makar. Mehalchas from the following pasuk in Ezra, that Ezra said to make sukkahs, and he said, su'u ahar, veviu ali zayis, vali et shemen, vali hadas, vali tamarim, vali et zavois, all different materials which are things which grow from the ground and they're not makabel tomo. So you see that tzchach has to come from something which grows from the ground and it's not makabel tomo. Now that we mentioned this pasuk, the Gemara just has a side kashra that hainu hadas, hainu eitz avos. What's these two different things he said? To get the ali hadas and ali eitz avos. Hadas and eitz avos are both hadasim. It's both the same thing. Says the Gemara, amrev chista hadas shaita l'sukka ve'eitz avos alula. No, hadas and eitz avos, they are two different things. Eitz avos is when there's three leaves growing on the same level. Hadas is a hadas shaita, it's when you don't have three leaves growing on the same level. Ezra was saying to get both, be for two different mitzvahs. The eitz avos you need for the lula. For hadasim, of as part of the arba minim, it has to be that there's three leaves that grow on the same level, which will be discussed, I believe, later on in the Masechta. Hadas, for schach, that could even be hadas shaita. So that's why Ezra said two different things. Hadas shaita for the sukkah and eitz avos for the arba minim of the lulav. Zakta the Mishnah Vayter. You can't use these different bundles of straw, of wood, of reeds. You can't use that for the schach on your sukkah. We'll see in the Gemara why it's a gzera. The kulan she'atiran ksheres, but it's not that the materials are problematic. If you untie the bundles, then the materials themselves are fine. The kulan ksheres l'defanes, but all of them, even the bundles, they're kosher for the walls. The gzera was only made against using them for schach. There's nothing wrong with using the bundles for the walls. I heard two different halachas from Rabbi Yochanan, and we'll see soon also two different explanations. Chada, first of all, the first halach I heard was this din of our Mishnah, that you cannot use these different bundles. V'idach, the other halach I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, was that achaitet begadish, if one makes a hole, he goes and digs into a pile of tefuah, and by doing so, he creates a space of zayin al zayin, with the tefuah on top, now acting as the schach. So, achaitet begadish, he does this to make himself a sukkah. The halacha is ain't a sukkah. So these are the two halachas I heard, not to use bundles, and that chaytet begadosh ain't a sukkah. Now, I heard also two different explanations. Chada mishum gzeiras oitzer. For one of them, the Rabbi Yochanan said it's because of a gzeira known as gzeiras oitzer. V'chada mishum tasev loy min asoy. And the other one Rabbi Yochanan said was because of tasev loy min asoy. V'liyadana haiminayu mishum oitzer, v'haiminayu mishum tasev loy min asoy. But I couldn't figure out which reasoning goes, it gets matched with which halacha. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah said, nechsi anon, we could figure it out ourselves. Let's see. Da'am Rabbi Chiyah Barab, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba had said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan to explain our Mishnah that Memnei Ma Amru Chavili Kash VeChavili Eitzim VeChavili Izra the name is Sakhan Behen. What's the reason for our Mishnah that you cannot use these different bundles? So Rabbi Yochanan explained because Pa'amim Shadam Bamin Asada Be'erev VeChavila Sak Seifa. Sometimes a person is coming from the field, he has these bundles on his shoulder, he's coming late at night, and he wants to dry them out. So Umalo Manicha Gabi Sukasli Kedili Yabsha. So he puts it on top of his hut in order to dry it. Not a halachic sukkah, it means he puts it on top of his hut in order to dry it. Then he remembers, oh wait, the next day it's sukkahs. So v'nimlecha lehalasikach, he says, oh wait, I should really just use these bundles as chach. Now the problem is that when he put them on, it wasn't l'shem tzel. So that was puzzle. If you can't just mentally now make it kosher, because v'atayra amr tasev lehmana aso, and the Torah says that when you put on the schach, it has to be at that time it was kosher. Since at the time you put on these bundles, it wasn't l'shem schach, it was was just to dry them out. So therefore, you can't just mentally decide that now it's for schach. You'd have to first pick it up and then put it back down. So now to use such bundles would be pasul midal reisa because of tasav leimin asua, even if you decide now it's for schach. Because of that, Rashi explains, the Mishnah says that all bundles are asur because of exera, meaning even if you put a bundle on l'shem schach initially, it's still going to be pasul because of exera atu this case where you put it on originally just to dry. So now, said Rabbi Yirmiyah, that midaha misham gzeiras aitzer, so this case of our Mishnah is because of gzeira, gzeiras aitzer, so it must be ha, that the other case, hachaitit begadish, that's mishon tasav loy ben asoy, that's a psul midaraisa, not just the gzeira, that's a psul midaraisa, because of tasav loy ben asoy, because the gadish on top, that you dug underneath it, that wasn't placed there originally, l'shem schach, so that's a problem of tasav loy min asoy, which is pasul midaraisa. Rabbi Yaakov, who didn't know that that's how to match up the reasoning with the case, was because hachter b'chiv arabo l'shmielei, he didn't know the explanation for our Mishnah. He didn't know, he'd never heard of this memory from b'chiv arabo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that that's the pshat in our Mishnah. However, says the Gemara now, ask the Gemara, Amr Ravashi, that these reasonings don't seem to be mutually exclusive. Atu chavile kasha chavile eitzim mishum gzeiras eitzer ika mishum tasav leimin asoy leka. Our Mishnah is only a problem because of gzeiras eitzer. It's not also a problem because of tasav leimin asoy. Who says our Mishnah is only talking about cases where you originally put it on for schach? Maybe our Mishnah is also talking about where you originally put it on to dry out, in which case it's a problem of tasav leimin asoy. And also, Rabashi asked, v'achaytet begadish mishum tasav leimin who said that the case of Chaytet Begadish is Dafka talking about a case where you didn't pick up the schach and put it back down, and therefore it's a problem of Tasav Leimin Asui? Maybe it's even talking about a case where you picked up the schach and you put it back down, and it's still problematic because of Gzeir Seitzer. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Amar Lach, Rabbi Yechon will tell you that no, I could tell that each case is talking about a specific thing. Our mission is Dafka talking about when you put it on for schach, and it's not a problem of Tasav Leimin Asui, it's just Gzeir Seitzer, because Hacha de Katani Emes Sakhin Ben, it says like a parvel Lashon, not to use it, it's Mashma Lechatchilu de Emes Sakhin, Visham Gzeir Seitzer, Hadaraiser Shaper Dami. It's Mashma just like a Lechatchilu, not to use it because of Gzeira. Not that it's Mamish Pasumi Daraisa. We're not talking about where you put it on to dry. And Hassan by Achaitet Begadish, we're Dafka talking about where you didn't pick it up and put it back down. How do I know? De Katani, because the member over there goes, that ain't a Sukkah, it's not a Sukkah. That's Mashma Filu Dievet, it's Mashma even Bidievet. It's mamish possible midaraisa nami in a sukkah. Mamish midaraisa, it's not a sukkah. So that must be talking about a case where you didn't pick it up and put it back down. All you did was dug underneath. So that's how I know to say that one is because of gzeiras oitzer and one's because of tasav leimin asoy. One's just a psul derabanan. That's the case of our Mishnah. And achayt begadish is talking about mamish a psul deraisa of tasav leimin asoy.